Why not get out on a limb? That is where the fruit is.
This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herb L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California.
Why not get out on a limb? For that is where the fruit is.
As a philosopher, we oftentimes are sort of chided not to take a point of view. We are encouraged not to have an opinion. We are encouraged to just sort of let things alone. Don't shake the boat. Let things alone. Don't have an opinion. And telling us not to have an opinion is like telling us not to open our eyes, not to wake up in the morning, not to live, not to be ourselves and have fun. And that's something that we want to really learn how to handle more properly, because life is having fun. Life is getting out on the limb. Life is doing all of those things that are exciting and meaningful and wonderful for us. Why not get out on a limb? Why not take a chance? We say, take a risk. There's no risk in anything. Risk that it might be a success or it might be a failure. Sure, that's a risk, but that's really not a risk. Are you going to be liked for every word you speak? Or do you want to just keep your mouth shut and be thought to be wise and a fantastic person? Or open your mouth and prove the fool that you are? That's the statement they like to make. See, these are all sarcastic statements. These are all statements which are contrary to our highest good. Be yourself and have fun. This is one of the primary tenets of what the University of Philosophy is all about. Be yourself and have fun. Unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. It is done unto us unto our own belief. It is done unto us according to our belief. It is done unto us in no other way than how we think. Now, our decision for ourselves is, how are we going to think? What are we going to think about? What are our values in life? Do we create a world in which our values are primary? Or do we create a world in which our values are at a loss? Let's look at the world at the moment, how some people are thinking about its being created. We look at a world in which we think that Greenpeace is extremely important. And while a green and wonderful land and forested earth is a very important thing, it's truly not important as a physical object. The earth could be absolutely devastated and nothing but sand everywhere. And yet, human beings could live in a very powerful, dynamic, beautiful manner. Because human beings could create, wherever they are, just what they are. They could create about them the beautiful trees, the beautiful lakes, the beautiful rivers. They could create the beautiful cities, the beautiful parks, the beautiful circumstances, the wonderful farms that bring the produce that are so desirable for people. Well, if the land is all just barren sand, how can they do that? They do that by their thought. Now, we sort of don't pay much attention to things that seem to be once in a million. And the activity that took place at Findhorn seemed to be something that was just once in a million. There, on the barren North English coast, on the Scottish coast, I believe it was, the land was ripped by the North Sea, by not the North Sea, but the Northern Seas, by the oceans and by the salt water, and very little grew there. Very little grew there. But the people who went to Findhorn the first time to have a project, to have a program, there's something in their heart that said, go up there and do it. And so they went up there and they tilled the land. They tilled this undesirable land, this barren sand, not only barren sand, but it was filled with salt water. It was filled with the salts of the sea and so forth, making it even more difficult for anything to grow. And they prepared this land lovingly. And they made this land. They didn't have a lot of money, so they didn't come in and resurface the soil, resurface the land, putting in good soil so that things would grow. But they took what they had. They took this barren sand, and they planted in this barren sand seeds. And over the years, their seeds became known worldwide as some of the most beautiful, largest flowers that had grown, the largest fruits that had been produced by the soil, the largest vegetables. How unthinkable. And what did they do? They saw it growing. Oh, true, they had some wonderful thoughts of Pan, the wonderful creator of good things, helping them grow. They believed in the divine activity taking place there. And because they believed in this divine activity, everything happened beautifully. There are books written about it now, and if you want to pursue it, you can find out more about it. But it's thought. It is thought that did these things. It is in their thought. They saw the soil verdant. They saw it productive. They saw it in their mind and in their heart. They saw it. And what they saw, they brought forth. Now, if you were to call them miracle people to their faces, they'd say, after the fact, well, I guess it was kind of a miracle. But if you would tell them while they're doing it, now you're performing miracles, they'd say, well, no, I'm just guided to do this. Something in me tells me this can be done. And so they went and did it. Now, they're not alone. They're not alone in taking this unproductive, unimaginative soil and bringing forth fruits and vegetables and flowers that are far superior to those grown under more beautiful conditions. Far superior. Now, we say that the earth needs to have a green belt. It needs to have this trees and flowers and plants to keep the atmosphere harmonious. Well, that's our thought. Now, then create the world with beautiful trees and flowers that keep the atmosphere salubrious. Do that. Now, what do you want to do? You say to yourself, I am independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy. Now, what's that all about? How can you say that sort of a phrase when you are not independently wealthy? You are not demonstrating it outwardly. Well, you're putting a cause in motion. Ooh, I'm whole and perfect, putting a cause in motion. I know that I know that I know that God in me knows all the answers, putting a cause in motion. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me, putting a cause in motion. If the people of the earth, the people of the world, were each to say, I'm whole and perfect. If the people on earth each to say, I'm independently wealthy. If they were each to say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. If they were each to say, these plants, these vegetables grow in this arid soil where none has grown lusciously like this before. And they grow it. It be done. The Sahara Desert has water just a short distance beneath its surface, and yet it's not being used. Because in the minds of whoever it is in the world, they see the Sahara Desert as a desert. They see it as impenetrable. They see it as useless. They see it as good. Some see it as good. Some see it as very good. But basically, the world sees it as a useless, barren desert. The word desert itself means wasteland. And so, however we see things, that's what it is. If the earth were just to have an experiment, and somebody on earth were just to say, the Sahara Desert is a green and a glorious area of land where there are lakes and rivers and trees and flowers and birds and bees and animals of every kind and lovely communities where people live in harmony with one another. You say, what a joke. No, it's not a joke. That is what life is made out of. Why not get out on the limb and say to yourself, the Sahara Desert is a beautiful place to live. Say to yourself, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. Say to yourself, get out on the limb. That's where the fruit is. Go right out there, right out to the end. But it'll fall off. Perhaps it will, and perhaps it won't. Go as far as you are able to go, and you will get the results you want. There are more ways to get to the end of the limb, or to get out on the limb, than just climbing up there yourself. You can take a ladder. You can use a parachute. You can use and come down. You can use a balloon and go up. You can have somebody give you a lift on their shoulders. You can get out on the limb in many ways in testing how sincerely you believe that the power of the mind is the most beautiful power in the universe. How sincerely you believe that the power of thought brings about the results that we experience in our everyday life. How seriously do you believe that whatever we speak our word for, it is done? Think on these things. They're quite wonderful. And as you do, realize you know what you're doing, and you're doing it very well. Have a wonderful day. Get out on that limb, and you'll find you're with a lot of other beautiful beings. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's where the fruit is.